Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden hosted leaders from Pacific Island nations at the White House on Monday. The meetings come as the United States seeks more investments in the Indo-Pacific region. As NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports, it's part of an effort to challenge China's growing influence in the region.
President Biden announced several commitments to Pacific Island nations, including investments in economic development, digital connectivity, and combating the impacts of climate change. He said he's working with Congress to provide these investments.
The United States is committed to ensuring the Indo-Pacific region that is free, open, prosperous, and secure. We're committed to working with all the nations around this table to achieve that goal.
Biden also announced that the U.S. would establish diplomatic relations with two more Pacific Island nations, Cook Islands and Niue. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, The White House.
Now that the Writers Guild of America has reached a tentative contract agreement with Hollywood Studios, its 11,000 rank-and-file members will vote on it. The writers walked off the job in April in a dispute over pay and working conditions. WGA Chicago strike captain Zaid Dorn says the proposed writers' contract could serve as a template for striking actors.
The membership will have to see it, will have to vote to ratify it, but I think we trust that this committee has thought about the angles and has our best interests at heart, and that they've won a great deal.
Meanwhile, SAG-AFTRA, which represents Hollywood actors, voted Monday to authorize a walkout by members who work at video game companies. The Republican National Committee says that seven presidential hopefuls have qualified to participate in Wednesday's GOP debate in California. The candidates who did not make the cut failed to get enough support to qualify. Former President Trump is skipping the debate and says Republicans should stop wasting their time on them. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports on Trump's latest efforts to unite Republicans behind his own campaign.
The former president is increasingly turning his attention toward the general election. At a rally in South Carolina, he urged Republicans to spend less time and money on his Republican rivals and instead help him defeat Joe Biden in next year's presidential election.
We're going up and we're the only ones going up. They're going down. They're going down, down, down. They ought to stop wasting their time. You know, they're wasting a lot of time on these ridiculous debates that nobody's watching.
Trump's been paying less and less attention to his Republican rivals while escalating his attacks against Biden. He's leading his Republican rivals by 40 points in some polls. And he plans to skip this week's Republican debate in California and instead will meet with union workers in Detroit. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street following Monday's gains. The Dow added 43 points. The Nasdaq rose 59. This is NPR News. A court-appointed special master has submitted proposals for new congressional districts in Alabama. A federal appeals court is overseeing the process after state legislators defied a lower court order to create a second majority black district. A hearing on the matter is scheduled for October 3rd. The Ukrainian military says its troops have killed a Russian commander who oversaw a fleet in the Black Sea. A Ukrainian missile struck the Crimean headquarters of Russia's Navy last week, killing nearly three dozen officers, including the commander. Russia has not commented on the latest report on the incident, which left more than 100 others injured. Ukraine has increasingly targeted naval facilities in Crimea, which Russia illegally annexed in 2014. Cold plunging. The practice of submerging yourself in icy cold water has taken off in popularity in recent years. NPR's Will Stone reports on what scientists are saying about the trend.
Cold plunging is all over social media, with influencers and celebrities preaching the benefits. The trend is partly propelled by Wim Hof, an extreme athlete from the Netherlands. But scientists who study cold exposure, like Francois Aman at the University of Ottawa, say there's not yet much high-quality evidence on the practice.
We have a lot of catching up to do if we want to try to understand the benefits of cold.
Research does show that cold exposure in general can help with metabolic health. And scientists are currently looking into the potential mental health benefits of cold water immersion, including its effect on anxiety and depression. Will Stone, NPR News.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.